Tere! Olete jõudnud kuulama Infosõlm podcasti, kus me üheskoos harutame lahti välispoliitika.
So I think that my first question would be, who are you, where are you from, and what are you going to be talking about today?
Okay, so hi, my name is Otto, I'm from Latvia, and I guess I would just talk about life, politics, and different maybe social problems and stuff that happens in Latvia, and about traditions and, yeah, something like that.
What do you think, how does Latvia benefit from being in European Union, or how does Latvia contribute to European Union?
So first of all, I think for us, Latvia, we are a pretty small state country, and us being a part of the European Union is great because now we are seen, our problems are heard, and I think our economy is doing better. I would say we benefit economically. We get different funds for different projects and also different programs for students and stuff like that. But on the second question, I would say Latvia, what do we do for European Union? I think we are a big part of decision making for different political problems. Like, I think the most recent where we were a big part was the Russian invasion in Ukraine, because we are on the front country, and we address our problems that we think should be fixed, and also we help European Union fight different challenges by being a part of the parliament and being an active member.
What are the biggest domestic issues in Latvia?
Okay, so about the domestic issues, right now, I would say there's a big split in ideologies in the society of Latvia. One example is that in our government, right now, the dominating parties, I think, are the conservative ones, the more right-winged parties, but I would say Latvian youth is more leaning to the left-wing parties, the progressive ones. And recently, I think in November or October, we approved the Istanbul Convention. Do you know what the Istanbul Convention is? Okay, basically, it's a convention from the European Union, I think, and it basically, it's like a treaty that that says that we will prevent and combat violence against women and domestic violence, but mostly like against women. And the big problem was that the conservative parties didn't like how there was used the term gender. That's the how someone identifies. And I think in the convention it says that, basically the conservative parties were fighting against the idea that everyone can identify as a female. They didn't like that. That's why they didn't like the convention, because the convention says that basically everyone who identifies as a female will be is a female, kind of. Yeah, and the conservative party said that it's like a Trojan horse to same-sex marriage and legalizing different LGBTQ laws. But we did approve, so it's done. Also, there is a problem with the same-sex marriage and how same-sex couples are protected by the law socially and economically. But I think also in November, we created this thing called Partnership Institute that helps same-sex partnerships, couples, to be protected socially there, and I think economically. Basically, they have more laws now. There's a bit I would say, yeah, overall, there's a big like fight against the both wing parties in the government and the society overall.
Would you say that the spread of misinformation is also a problem?
Oh, it's hard to say. I know that it was a pretty big problem because we didn't have any regulation on the Russian channels and media. And often there was some anti-Latvian misinformation. So we had problem with that. But after the war that started in Ukraine, the government is monitoring more media and different channels. And yeah, so I would say it's a bit less, but like there still is some. I'd say we're doing better now with misinformation.
But what would you say are the things that Latvia can be the most proud of?
Oh, the most proud of, I would say, keeping our image, not our image, but our part in the world, in the global politics and global economics, as we are a small country, but we can benefit and they can benefit for us from us, I would say. I would say also fighting for us, being able to fight for ourselves. We have to be proud of that.
How does the education system work in Latvia, or what are the most basic things for people from other countries to understand it?
The education system is, we have like 12 years. You have 12 years in school. And that you can study in Latvia or abroad if you want to. But there have been like big changes past years in the educational system that I would say as a student myself, I don't like. A lot of my friends and my peers don't like them too, because we have a new system called the 2030 educational system that was created in our educational our ministry by our Ministry of Education. And it's the biggest problem that it's a work in progress, and often we feel like test bunnies, I would say, because no, I have my 12th year now, my last year in school, and the big final exams are coming up, and all teachers always say we don't know for sure if they will be like the government's saying right now, because it could change any moment. You're never certain of what you have to expect.
But if I would be someone planning to move to Latvia, what are the things that I should consider before making the decision?
I would say you have to consider where exactly you will move. Like, there's a big difference between, let's say, Riga, our capital, and different cities. Because like a city like Daugavpils, there's a bigger diaspora of the Russian speaking people, and so if you want to live the big city life, then you of course move to capital Riga. And also there's a big difference exactly in which region of Riga, because we have the Soviet region where there's only like big Soviet apartment buildings. There's also the more before Soviet occupation, free Latvian housing, the Ulmanis, it was our dictator. There's our, like, I live in Agenskalns, and there are a lot of buildings from Ulmanis times. They're like old and beautiful buildings.
But would you say that it's possible or easy to move to Latvia if I don't know any Latvian or Russian, if I only speak English?
It's possible, but I wouldn't say it's easy. If you only speak, let's say, English, then the easiest way I would do it, I would find like maybe some student groups, or maybe like some organizations that help students that only speak English, because people, the English language is more used by the newer generations of Latvia. The older generations, if there's they mostly, like, let's say, out of parents, when they have a trip to a different country, they probably will try to use Russian because that's the only big language that they know.
But do you think that Latvia considers environmental problems, or how big of a topic is climate change in people's everyday life?
Climate change is, I would say, it's not the biggest topic, but it's a topic that we are reminded of. I know that I think some countries do a lot more to fight problems in climate change and, let's say, fight the global warming.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't say that Latvia is just, let's say, chilling. We are doing something too. Like recently, more maybe like a year ago, we got the those things are in Germany and Finland too. There's a in like stores, there are those machines that you can put your bottles in to get back some cents.
Mm-hmm.
It's like recycling.
What would you say are the three, or maybe, I don't know, it's just some of the most important historic events that have taken place in Latvia that people need to understand to see eye to eye with Latvians?
So I would say the one of the biggest, of course, is the independence of Latvia. It's the 18th of November, and it's a pretty big day for us because it's the we celebrate the first time that we got the our independence after the World War One. And the second most, I would say, is the 4th of May. That's the what's it called, restoration of independence of Latvia. It's after the Soviet times, because we Latvians, we fought hard for our independence, because after we got invaded first time by the Soviets, then we were occupied by the Nazi Germany, and then again reoccupied by the Soviets. So we went through a lot of things.
But maybe if we were to end on a more positive note, then what are like your favorite traditions or the most important traditions in Latvia?
For me, I would say, I think it's for a lot of Latvians, it's Līgo svētki. It's Līgo svētki is basically like we celebrate the midsummer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many ways how you can celebrate it. There's the more traditional, and there's not so traditional ways to celebrate. But I think most of Latvians on Līgo svētki go to their families, usually somewhere on the countryside, and have a big campfire, a big feast. There's like this cheese that we only eat in Līgo svētki. We call it Jānis, or Jānis cheese. And it's a pretty big day in the year for Latvians.
Okay, but I mean, thank you so much for coming today and talking about Latvia, and it was so nice talking with you.
Yes, thank you.